All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Carey Crowley. What a National League West race this has become, and what a finish we are in for. And here to break it all down, our good friend, he's joined us throughout the season, Fabian Ardaya. He covers the Los Angeles Dodgers for The Athletic. Fabian, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little bit surprised that this NLS somehow hasn't shaken itself out by the time the last weekend of the season, but I guess it's kind of fitting.
Giants magic number at one, as you tweeted last night, Dodgers tragic number at one. Trey Turner saves the day in L.A. last night. What was the atmosphere like at Dodger Stadium when Turner hit the grand slam to keep this NL West race alive?
I always sort of have said this. Like, I know I haven't covered the Dodgers that long, but like whenever I've sort of been at the ballpark off and on over the years, like you can tell at the moment at Dodger Stadium, you can sort of feel the press box shake a little bit. It definitely shook a little bit on that Trey Turner grand slam. I think just given the circumstances of that game, Clayton Kershaw leaving early, the fact that if the Dodgers had lost, the Giants win, that would have sealed the NL West, and just all the circumstances, it definitely was a great atmosphere, a great moment. And the offense is starting to figure itself out as well as it has all year.
Yeah, Matt Beatty comes off the bench, hits the go-ahead pinch hit home run. Kenley Jansen gets the save. And, of course, the Dodgers come back to beat the Brewers, keeping this NL West race alive heading into Saturday. The Dodgers play tonight, Fabian. But what was the reaction from Dave Roberts and the players you spoke to after the game about the state of this race and all the winning that these two teams have been doing?
Yeah, I think Trey Turner said, like, he kind of assumes that the Giants are winning because they always are. So they're not really looking at the out-of-town scoreboard because they're just kind of assuming that at this point. And, I mean, really, that's been the case. I think the Dodgers are, what, like 42-13 since the trade deadline, and they've gained one game on the Giants. It's frankly ridiculous how well both of these teams have played over the last few months. And it's really made this race quite interesting because it just feels like neither of these teams can lose.
So the Giants sending Kevin Gausman to the mound today against Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres. The Dodgers tonight will go with Julio Urias against Corbin Burns. And, of course, that game could become irrelevant. But let's say the Dodgers are still in this if the Giants lose today. I mean, how much hope and optimism do you think that Los Angeles has right now? And are Dave Roberts and his staff kind of setting up for a potential game 163 in the event that that happens?
I think they've kind of already had those plans on the back burner already. They've already kind of laid those out with how they sort of laid out this pitching alignment. I mean, they've had Max Scherzer pretty much ready to go for either 163 or the wild card for a couple weeks now. So I think they're in a position where they know that they've been able to take care of business for the most part. I think obviously there's that slip up in Arizona last Saturday, but they've been on a tear of late and basically forced the Giants' hand. The Giants have just kept winning games. But they've been sort of keeping that. There's been a couple times over the course of the last week or so where it sort of seemed like, all right, this is it. This is the division. Obviously, there was a game against San Diego where they stormed back in the eighth inning. And then last night when they were down four runs again. I mean, they're sort of in this position where like they have to be playing good baseball going into October anyways. And they might as well just keep trying to win, keep trying to push as long as the division is open because they realize how much of a difference it makes to be able to know that you're going to be past that one-game wild card.
Yeah, you mentioned all the comebacks the Dodgers have had of late. Fabian Ardaya of The Athletic, he covers Los Angeles, joining us here on Talking Baseball on Saturday. I go back to Coors Field 2 weekends ago now where the Dodgers were down to their final out, down by a run, and manufactured a run. And, of course, Trey Turner was involved in that one. He was involved in the comeback on Friday night at Dodger Stadium. In terms of trade deadline acquisitions, we all know that the Dodgers are undefeated in Max Scherzer starts, but how important has Trey Turner been, and where would you rank him among MVP candidates in the National League right now?
He's definitely one of them. I think even just for what he was doing in D.C., even before the trade, like he was playing. I mean, he had that great season last year in the shortened season, and he's basically been every bit that player this year as well. He's been very valuable for this Dodgers team because obviously the lineup, as I mentioned, basically since the trade deadline has been pretty mediocre for the most part up until this last week. So having Turner, who's been hitting pretty well, by his own admission, he says that he wasn't hitting he never really caught a stride or caught fire with the Dodgers until this last week. But even then, he was having an OPS over like 880. He was hitting like 320. Like he's a very good, very talented hitter and baseball player. And it's sort of shown, and then he can go on these stretches like he has this last week or so. I think this last week he's had about 5 home runs or something like that, including the 2 homers last night. Like, he's been on an absolute tear. He's a very special player. And obviously, the Dodgers traded for him for the stretch run, but for next year as well. And it'll be really interesting. But, like, the fact that they were able to get Trey Turner in addition to Max Scherzer, I mean, it's something the Dodgers have frankly needed just to even get to this point in the division race. So I think that no one really anticipated the Giants getting even better after the deadline. I think they, if anything, they expected maybe to stay the same or maybe fall off a little bit as every team does down the stretch. But both these teams have seemingly gotten better after the deadline.
It's remarkable. The Giants were 57-32 heading into the All-Star break this year. Best record in the major leagues, and they're on the verge of their 50th win of the second half. Very rare that we see that. Fabian Ardaya joining us. And Fabian, perhaps the most significant development outside of the National League West, staying alive with that Dodger win on Friday night, Clayton Kershaw coming out early with an elbow injury. He seemed pretty pessimistic about his chances of pitching again for Los Angeles this season. Take us through what he told you.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they're in a position where obviously he fought 2.5 months pretty much from the same exact injury this season just to be eligible, available for the playoffs. They had sort of, there's different points over the course of that stretch where they weren't even sure whether they would be able to get out of him through the playoffs, whether he'd be fully stretched out, whether he'd be a 3-inning guy or whatever they need him to be just based off how he was able to feel. He got to a point where earlier this month he sort of was feeling good, or at least the thing said he was feeling good. And, I mean, this was sort of as perfectly they could have lined it up for going into last night's start, where he was going to be fully stretched out, fully ready to go, fully available. And if the Dodgers needed to use Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler for game 163, wild card sort of situation, they would still have Julio Urias and Clayton Kershaw ready to go. Last night, obviously, he sort of felt that again coming on off the mound, and he couldn't go anymore. And I think Dave Roberts sort of put that perfectly. If Clayton Kershaw says he can't go anymore, that means obviously he must be it must not be that good. So they're still going to do some testing, see what it looks like. But I think Clayton Kershaw, everyone sort of involved, realized, especially with how much time is left on the calendar, like, this is not a thing that we can sort of anticipate him being able to bounce back from immediately, if at all, this season.
Well, certainly an all-time great, and it would be a shame if that is the final pitch he throws in a Dodger uniform. I do anticipate he would come back next season. Where do you put those chances?
I think last night obviously complicates things. Like, this is a guy who's accomplished a lot, especially in a Dodger uniform, and he's talked often about, like, what it means to pitch at Dodger Stadium, what it means to be part of a team that's trying to win every single year and being part of these runs. Especially this year, he sort of talked about that. Like, this is a special group, especially since they brought in Trey Turner, Max Scherzer, Albert Pujols. Like, you're talking about a guy, like, a lot of Hall of Famers, a lot of really accomplished guys in that room. I think they sort of recognized how special of a group that was, and he definitely recognizes that. Obviously, going forward, it's going to be difficult because the Dodgers already have a lot of tough decisions going into this winter. Corey Seager is going to be a free agent. Chris Taylor is going to be a free agent. Max Scherzer is going to be a free agent. Now Clayton Kershaw is obviously going to be a free agent. There's just a lot of decisions the Dodgers have to make, and they already have Trevor Bauer's situation hanging over their heads. They don't know what his future is going to look like in terms of MLB punishment. And from there, obviously the Dodgers make their decisions on what he will be able to do from them going forward. So there's just a lot of questions going forward, but with Kershaw, like, first off, it depends on, like, how the testing comes back, how serious and how severe this injury is. And I think that will determine what next steps are. But he's a guy who obviously last year was finally able to get to the mountaintop, win a World Series, and at 33 years old, still pretty effective this year, before the injury. So I guess we'll see what it looks like once we have a better picture of what everything looks like. But I know he doesn't really want to talk about his future right now.
No question. One of the all-time greats. And that was a huge development last night down in Los Angeles, coming out of that game early with, of course, the elbow injury. Hey, Fabian, one more before we let you go here. The state of the Dodger bullpen. Kenley Jansen got the save last night. We see that, you know, it hasn't been the easiest season for Kenley Jansen, particularly against the Giants. How are things lining up in the late innings right now? And what level of confidence does Dave Roberts have in that group?
The thing is, like, Kenley's actually, like, as of right now, like, he's probably throwing as well as he has in quite a while. I think, obviously, you alluded to that blow-up week against the Giants where he blew through three saves in a week, and sort of it looked like it was sort of some of the similar questions of years past. But ever since that point, he's been very effective. It's still sort of the same stuff that we've been talking about all year with him, where the velocity sort of comes and goes sometimes, but he's still managed to be very effective. That cutter and the fact that he's able to turn into a three-pitch mix with that two-seamer and that slider, it makes him – he's been very effective. And I think the guy that who has been a little bit shakier of late is Blake Treinen, who has been used a lot, obviously, over the course of this year. Last week or so, hasn't been quite as sharp as when he was probably really dialed in, which was like about a month ago. But those are the two guys, obviously, the Dodgers are going to be leaning on heavily for postseason innings. I think you can see Tony Gonsolin factor into that a little bit, although that might have changed a little bit with last night's Kershaw news. I think it wouldn't have been a surprise if the Dodgers have been versatile with how they use Julio Urias, but that might obviously change now as well. But they have a couple of guys in the back end of their bullpen who have thrown the ball really, really well besides Treinen and Jansen of late, with Corey Kniebel obviously looking a little bit like his older self. Alex Mejia has been quite a find of late. Bruiser Gratterall has struggled of late. Like, they still have some tough decisions to come with their postseason bullpen, but I think they're looking at, like, their main guys that they trust right now, probably Mejia, Corey Kniebel, Joe Kelly, Blake Treinen, and Kenley Jansen right now.
Well, it has been a historic National League West race. It's come down to the final 2 days of the season. The Giants can make the Dodger game tonight irrelevant with a win, but if they do lose to San Diego, all eyes will turn to Dodger Stadium, and our eyes will be following the coverage that Fabian Ardaya provides us with The Athletic. Fabian, thank you so much for joining us today here on Talkin' Baseball.
Thanks for having me.
All right, a lot more coming up next. Marty, Bill, and Kerry, you're listening to Talkin' Baseball, KNBR 104.5, 680, The Sports Leader.